Thank you and good morning. Wednesday afternoon, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office released still surveillance photos of a man who had been using credit cards stolen from a vehicle in Trinidad back in August. On August 17th, deputies contacted a man and a woman who were hiking near Frontage Road, and they reported that the suspect broke into the vehicle and stole the female victim's wallet and various credit cards. Since then, the cards have been used at various stores in Trinidad as well as in McKinleyville. The sheriff's office has been unable to identify the suspect, and they're asking for the public's help in identifying him. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. A Eureka police officer arrested a 14-year-old juvenile male who was in possession of a sawed-off shotgun on Tuesday night. The officer located the boy riding his bike near Booner and William Streets, and when the officer attempted to contact him, he fled on his bike, eluding the officer. The bike was later found abandoned near Trinity Street and a perimeter was set up by officers. The boy also abandoned his backpack which contained the weapon, and that was located as well. Officers eventually located the boy hiding behind a trailer, and he was booked into juvenile hall for possession of the weapon. He was also booked on warrants for burglary as well as possession of methamphetamine. The College of the Redwoods will host a public forum tomorrow night focused on local tribal communities, as well as the ongoing protest in South Dakota by members of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe, as they oppose the construction of a pipeline on native lands. Redwood professors Katie Sharp and Cindra Agee, along with Cynthia Bichelle, a Native American Studies professor from Humboldt State, will make up the panel to discuss how Native people protect their water sources, ancestral burial sites, and the challenges facing local tribes. The meeting begins at 6 o'clock at the Redwoods Theater. Fly Crescent City announced on Wednesday that the Border Coast Regional Airport Authority received an $11.3 million airport improvement grant. The grant funding came from the Federal Aviation Administration, funding that will be used for the second phase of construction, including the construction of a new terminal building, an aircraft apron, as well as a parking lot. Board Chairman David Finnegan said in a statement that it has been a long and often frustrating road towards providing the community with needed and improved air travel infrastructure. With the funding in place, we will move ahead and realize the dream of a functional terminal we can all be proud of. Governor Jerry Brown has signed Assembly Bill 1386 into law, a measure that would allow private businesses and public entities such as schools and libraries to keep on hand EpiPens in the event that an individual goes into anaphylactic shock from an adverse allergic reaction. The governor also took the chance to slam the pharmaceutical company Mylan for the recent drastic increase for the cost of an EpiPen that in 2008 sold two pens for $100 to $600, calling it rapacious corporate behavior. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka Chamber of Commerce will host a local election forum this afternoon at the Red Lion Hotel that features City Council candidates John Fullerton and Austin Allison. The forum will run from noon until 1:30, and it will be focused on the business community in Eureka, as well as ballot measures SNU. The City of Fortuna will hold a special meeting this morning at the Riverwalk Lodge for the appointment of their interim city manager. The City Council voted to hire former Arcata Police Chief and City Manager Randy Mendoza to fill in until a new full-time manager is hired. Officials with Redwood National and State Parks will have closures in effect at Newton B. Drury Scenic Parkway through next week. Closures went into effect earlier this week on the parkway, and it will be in effect until today. And then the closure will go into effect next week from Monday through Thursday as well. No hiking and biking is allowed on the road. However, the Prairie Creek Visitor Center, nearby trailheads, as well as the Elk Prairie Campground, will remain open. Congressman Jared Huffman, a member of the House Subcommittee on Communications and Technology, Anna Eschew, introduced the Public Lands Telecommunications Act, which would augment new ways to provide broadband infrastructures on and near federal public lands. Huffman has been a known advocate of broadband deployment on the North Coast, and he said in a statement that for those living on the North Coast, the growing digital divide between rural and urban America is palpable. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.